continue with our theme with the Chavetz Chaim al Torah for this week's Parsha. Just going to dedicate our few short minutes. I know the Shki is 6:39, so we could go right to it, but this Chavetz Chaim is so beautiful in this week's Parsha. So we know that after the whole story with the Avram helping with the winning the battle against Melch Stone, Melch Stone wants to give him all these treasures and everything. He says, I'm not going to take a shoe strap. I don't want anything from you. He says very, very specifically in Perek Yudah Pasuk of Dalet, Bil Adai, myself, Rak Asher Achla and Aram, but my Chevra, Mamre, and Elon, and my old Chevra, they're still going to take, don't worry. And Chavetz Chaim is such a beautiful and profound lesson for every single Jew, at least for myself. He says, when it comes to Chumras, when it comes to stringencies, when it comes to your Ben Adam Lamakum, it shouldn't come at the expense of other people. He says, Avram, he wanted to be from, he wanted to be stark, he wanted everyone to realize that he got all his riches and all his wealth from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's okay. But Bil Adai, Avram even says, only myself. By the Chevra that helped me win the battle? No. They're going to take their spoils. Hey, Mikhu Chelkam Lamercha, says the Chavetz Chaim, to teach us. She'arashus biyar kol echad lahachmir la'atzmo velo la'achirim. When you take a chumra upon yourself, it's no problem. But if it comes at the expense of others, it's not a real chumra. I would say in my own language, it's arrogant. You're not thinking about others. Part of being a Jew is having that multifaceted aspect of having the ben adam l'makom, ben adam l'chaveru. And this is something that Rav Hunter points out specifically about the Chavetz Chaim, that the same pen that wrote Mishneh Berurah, the same pen that wrote such a ben adam l'makom type of sefer, mamish, the Mishneh Berurah, we haven't had anything like that in our entire Jewish history. The same pen Hilchos wrote Hilchos Lashon Hara, ben adam l'chaveru. That's who the Chavetz Chaim was. And today we know today was the yahrzeit of Rav Nesser Tzvi Finkel. Rav Nesser Tzvi Finkel had shas on his fingertips. He knew everything on his fingertips. But when it came down to it, when someone asked him, what should I have in mind before Tekiyah Shofar? What should I have in mind when Rabbi Sugarman or the other Baalei Shofar that are in this room right now, what should I have in mind when they're blowing Shofar? He says, you know what you should have in mind? Have in mind somebody else but yourself. Because when it comes to Judaism, when it comes to Yiddishkeit, it's not about yourself. It's about thinking about others. It's about thinking about the overall picture. And this is what Rabbi Michel, and this is what we're going to close with. He told me that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said the same type of thing. When someone asked him, what should be my kavanah, I put my talis on my head, what should I thinking about? Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael. He said, you know what you should think about? Make sure you don't hit the guy next to you with your sitter straps. We've all had that feeling, you know, you get smacked in the face at 7 in the morning. It's the best feeling in the world. Just kidding, it's the worst. It gives you a nice wake-up call. But I think that's really this Chavetz Chaim, that from this week's Parsha, Avraham Avinu was really take upon the Chumrah upon himself, but not to his Chevra, to show at the end of the day, Ben Adam L'Malkam, Ben Adam L'Chaver, they go hand in hand. And if your Ben Adam L'Malkam comes at the expense of someone else, then it's not really truly Ben Adam L'Malkam. That's who someone who the Chavetz Chaim was. That's who Rav Nesser Tzvi was, and that's where Yisrael Salanter was, which we zochah b'ez Hashem, to not only learn Torah, the Chavetz Chaim, but to live his teachings, to what it means to be a Jew, what it means to be a Ben Adam L'Makom, to be a Ben Adam L'Chaver, which goes hand in hand.